Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Maybe you heard last hour the Chicago City Council passed the mayor's nearly $13 billion budget. It was one of the more eventful, drama-filled votes and sessions in City Council that I've seen in a while. In the final vote, though, 29 to 21, 29 yes in favor of the budget, 21 against. A lot of speeches, a lot of, there was some political theater, I would even say, out there. Alderman Hopkins was jumping on with us here, and we're happy you are. You're fresh out of that vote, Alderman. How you doing this afternoon? How you feeling?
Yeah, well, my side lost. I was one of those 29 no votes you alluded to. In fact, I think on one roll call, it might have dropped down to 28.
Isn't that weird? I'm glad you clarified that, because I've seen it reported both ways. But ultimately, it did pass by a narrow margin, but enough to get through.
One of the narrowest of margins. And, you know, there's so many different elements of the budget in the form of different ordinances. That's why sometimes you see a little bit of a contradiction there with what is the actual vote total, because it requires several roll calls. And every year, somebody sort of inexplicably kind of jumps around for their own reasons, or it maybe even just misses the vote. And I think that did happen this year to one or two aldermen.
One or two aldermen, or at least one, at least said, I think we should increase taxes more. Was it Alderman Moore?
It just seemed
like a strange thing to say in this environment. I'm not sure where he was getting at, because I don't understand the context of that. Do you?
Well, the property tax increase that the mayor proposed, she made a point of saying from day one when she unveiled it, it's substantially less than what it could have been. And I won't argue with that statement. We were all prepared, I think, for a property tax increase of $200 million, possibly $300 million. What we got was a property tax increase of $94 million. So, yes, it's less than what it could have been. And I think some of the aldermen were saying, you know, as long as we're taking this difficult vote, why not get more money out of it? Because people are probably going to be just as angry with you if you vote for a $94 million increase or a $200 million increase, but you get more money to spend if you vote for the higher increase. So I think that's what was being alluded to there.
So your no was largely based upon what?
My no was based on the fact that it was a property tax increase, period. I did not think that this was the right year to do it. I proposed some alternative revenue sources because it was, yes, Mayor, a relatively modest property tax increase. That made it even easier to identify a combination of budgetary cuts, savings, and alternative revenue sources where we could have avoided any property tax increase. The other basis for my no vote was simply this unusual budgetary gimmick, which has now been passed into law by virtue of the action today, where every year in perpetuity, apparently for the rest of our lives, the property tax levy will go up automatically by the rate of inflation. I just found that outrageous. I simply could not in good conscience vote for an automatic property tax increase in perpetuity without really knowing what the future is going to bring. I just didn't like that, and I didn't think it was the right thing to do.
I don't think that's been largely reported. I think the number has been that it's $56 this tax increase amounts to for a person with a $250,000 home or every $250,000 of home value. And then the mayor said something in her opinion piece in the Sun-Times today that it doesn't really, you don't really have to pay for it until 2022, hoping that helps ease the pain on people who are being shut down because of the pandemic.
Well, yeah, sure, we levy in 1 year, and there's a one-year lag, right? So that's technically true. You know, we just went through a reassessment, so some people will likely to see a property tax increase regardless based on their assessed valuation. Certainly the commercial properties in the ward that I represent on Michigan Avenue and the other commercial districts are being absolutely hammered by substantial increases due to changes in their assessment. So this on top of that is just unwelcome. And there were alternatives. And we'll be discussing those alternatives, by the way. I lost the vote today. We didn't have enough no votes to stop the consumer price index increase in the property tax increase in perpetuity. But we're going to start that debate anew tomorrow. You know, we'll be arguing over the 2022 budget and we've got a year to prepare for that. So this fight is far from over.
Just a few seconds left, but can you give us an idea of what some of those proposed cuts are that you will, moving forward, be proposing, the way to get us there without increasing property taxes?
Sure. We talked a lot about reducing vacancies in this year's budget. There was also a proposal to eliminate some positions. The unions got involved and successfully fought that back. But we have to work with our partners in organized labor in particular. If there's additional efficiencies that can be found that would result in a workforce reduction, that's another hard vote that we'll have to take, because it's, you know, you're talking about laying people off. But it's a realistic alternative, and it needs to be given serious consideration, and we'll be spending some time looking at that.
Mm-hmm. So you've been talking to folks in your ward, Alderman. They're just saying, hey, please spare us from this property tax. Is that why you fought so hard, and even though it was smaller than we thought?
Yeah, the voices of my ward, and also I think Alderman Riley's ward, Alderman Smith, Alderman Tunney's ward, very similar. People just are not prepared to accept the property tax increase, you know, in the middle of a pandemic when so many people have lost their jobs. And the property tax, as you know, has zero connection to your ability to pay. So if you've lost your job, if you've been laid off, you know, it doesn't matter. We're still going to collect our property tax based on what you owe, or even if you're a renter, your landlord's going to pass it on to you, so you're not held harmless. And people just were not in a position to accept that during the challenging economic times that we're in.
It's a great point. In this environment, you're absolutely right. That's going to affect a lot of folks. There's no question about that. You know, and so we'll look forward to seeing what happens next. And I just appreciate you weighing in here and jumping on with us, because I know you just got out of all this, and it was a long day, a lot going on.
Yeah, it was. There was a little drama. Someone told me this was the closest budget vote in modern times. I think that may be true. So I guess congratulations to the mayor for, you know, getting it across the finish line. There was a time last month when I was predicting she wasn't going to get the vote. She was stuck at about 22 votes, and she worked hard to get it over the top. So got to give her credit, but the fight goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Alderman. Alderman Hopkins there, Brian Hopkins there, expressing his views. Again, a no vote.